Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Hey everyone, the Babylon Bee podcast is officially in our new studio, so we can now own the libs and be weird Christian geeks in style. Congress wants to pass red flag laws for people who exhibit red flag behavior, such as wearing MAGA hats or enjoying Morbius. The January 6th hearings aired and they bombed harder than Morbius.
Kyle and Joel are here and they have a new book that doesn't suck, unlike Morbius.
And we talk to Penny Nance and find out that women have concerns, but not about Morbius.
All this and Morbius.
The Bee Weekly.
Treasure in heaven is great, but it's not gonna buy you a tank of gas. So let's take a moment to briefly review the current state of our economy and the global effect the war between Russia and Ukraine has had. We're in for a tough year here, and Biden's printing and spending could be catastrophic for the US dollar and the market. That's why a growing number of financial analysts are recommending you diversify with gold and silver now. And the only company we recommend is Allegiance Gold. Our friends at Allegiance Gold can help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver and have it delivered securely right to your door. The team at Allegiance Gold takes the time to educate their clients on the importance of having a financial portfolio that's diversified with gold and silver. Allegiance Gold has been one of the top precious metals firms in the nation for their commitment to protecting your hard-earned savings. They have an A+ from the Better Business Bureau, a 5-star rating with TrustLink, and they're AAA rated with the Business Consumer Alliance. If you act now by calling them and you mention Babylon Bee, they'll even give you $500 of free silver on a qualified purchase. Call 844-790-9191 to get this exclusive offer. Or you can visit allegiancegold.com/bee. That's B-E-E. Call 844-790-9191. That's 844-790-9191. Or visit allegiancegold.com/B-E-E. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bee Weekly. We're hanging out in the new studio. It's a lot of fun. We're very high tech because we can't even talk to our producers in the other room, so they keep banging on the wall to tell us to do things.
And we really stuck it to that movie that came out 3 movies ago.
Morbius? Yes. Did you guys see Morbius?
I did not, no. It looked terrible.
It was one of my favorite stories of the year was how they, like meme culture latched onto Morbius and pretended to like it.
Oh, really?
And they brought it back.
So Sony re-released it in theaters.
Oh, wow.
And it bombed a second time. You know, it made like $50,000 or something. Like,
it's like what CNN does with the January 6th. It's like nobody watched the first time it happened. Now we're going to do it again.
But it's like that thing where they misunderstand that us making fun of something on the internet doesn't translate to like we're actually going to go out and see it in the theaters to spend money on it. So.
Yeah.
So now I saw there's a change.org petition to bring Morbius back a third time.
And but it's still the same. It's not a sequel. It's
they're just putting the same movie back in theaters. So they said that there's like this change.org petition that says like, sorry, Sony, we were all busy that weekend. Re-release it a third time, please. Just trolling these guys to lose a ton of money on Morbius. It was an okay movie.
It's a masterpiece. I've seen it 12 times.
Maybe I'll go see it if it comes out.
Sony, if you're watching this, I'll go see
please,
it.
Please, yeah.
I promise I'll go see it.
So did you guys watch January 6th hearing at all?
No. I saw maybe one little highlight clip of Liz Cheney saying a few seconds of words, and I was like, no, that's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah. I get it. Oh, what I did hear, they're big. They keep trying to sensationalize these big stories out of it. And their latest claim is that Trump scammed his followers out of $250 million.
Yeah, you were talking about this yesterday.
He said there was an email that said donate to the official election defense fund. And they're saying that he scammed them because this went to a super PAC and then it paid speakers that were at the January 6th event. But then they had to retract the story that it paid Kimberly Guilfoyle at the speech because she was actually paid by Turning Point USA. And in all these emails, it says like this is a fundraising reach out of the, what is it called, Save America Super PAC.
Yeah.
It's all there. They just try to turn it into like a story when there's not really much there.
Yeah, and we had an impeachment hearing over this. Like, it's all rehashed, you know.
I don't even understand. So they've been doing these hearings for a long time, and then they just decided to like get a TV producer and televise a bunch of them. Like, is this like broadcasting their findings? Is that the deal?
I don't completely understand because I've paid very little attention to it. Also,
because we're great people to be talking about this.
No, and then they'll say, "Oh, the right isn't paying attention." It's because 90% of the stuff they're saying is stuff that's already been out there. Yeah. YouTube videos, public reporting. So most of what they're saying is already there. And my understanding of it is over the past year, this committee has been subpoenaing people and gathering information. And then this is where they're actually holding the hearings and presenting their findings and making their case. But I don't think they have much of a case.
This is the big finale. This is the Avengers endgame.
And of course, their real motive is to simply rehash all the most horrible footage of January 6th they can find and all the most horrible things they can say about Trump. Because they want to distract from how bad everything is now.
Well, yeah, they know they're in huge trouble in November, and so they're doing everything they can to make the election not about the economy, not about inflation. So that's why you have abortion. That's why you have the January 6th hearing, and it's not. Yeah, I don't think it's working.
They're trying to make it about the one Republican riot and not the 250 left wing riots.
Well, that's the other thing. Whenever they bring up January 6th, it just causes everyone else to bring up the BLM riots,
the far more riots that came from the left.
They bring that into the conversation,
and I think there is something unique about the way Trump has insisted that the election was stolen. But in fairness, two of the last three failed Democratic candidates, Hillary Clinton and Al Gore, have both for years claimed that their election losses were somehow illegitimate it was rigged against them. It's like, I don't agree with all the stolen election claims, but it's not unique or new to Trump to do that.
It's just going to become a every 4 year thing. Yeah. Every candidate's going to do it. Did you see that Trump, he released a 12-page statement on the January 6th hearing, and he, what did he call it? He called it the Unselect Committee. That was his burn.
For the Select Committee. That is the most Trump comeback of all time. More like the Unselect Committee. Well, we're going into this whole gun control discussion now. I guess the Senate has reached a bipartisan agreement on a gun control bill, and a bunch of Republicans are saying they're going to vote for it. And it didn't sound like the end of the world to me in terms of gun control actions.
I think I'm sort of open to some of the discussions on red flag laws. I don't love the super strict ones. And I think there has to be very strict punishments for anyone who abuses the sort of red flag reporting. And I think it has to be a really strict standard. I don't love that solution, but I think I'm not completely opposed to discussing that.
Yeah, I think we're kidding ourselves if we don't think the government's going to abuse red flag laws. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, once the floodgates are open for that, I feel like.
Yeah, so the two guys from California here are okay with it.
So you're completely opposed to any red flag laws.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sort of open to some form of red flag laws, but I don't love it. But I'm open to discussing.
I would be potentially okay with raising the minimum age to purchase a firearm to 21. As long as we can also raise the minimum age for gender transition surgery and voting.
Yeah.
Let's just raise everything to 21 and there we go. Compromise. That's my idea.
Sad. Not good. I don't know where I am on red flag laws. I can see the argument for government abuse. So I'm really wary when they start talking about it. At the same time, if the kid that shot up the school in Texas, like if he would have been flagged under that law, you know, but it seemed like they already had a bunch of information on him. And they didn't do anything. So would they have even done anything with this law?
That's the other thing. You know, each time this stuff comes around, some of these laws you could say would do something to prevent, you know, certain ones of the shootings. But then there are some shootings where it's like, oh, he purchased the gun legally. There was no red flag and something still went wrong.
Well, and we have this kind of... this trend with these hard left DAs that don't prosecute crime and let violent criminals out on the street, a lot of gun crimes coming from that. So if we're not enforcing the laws we have now, you know, I don't see the point.
Did you guys read much about this story? The Google
engineer.
He like says the AI has become sentient.
I did.
And they fired
him.
And they fired him for like mental health reasons. And the more I read about it, I think it's a fun story to kind of think, what if the Google AI is really alive? But it does sound like this guy's a little off his rocker. You know, like maybe a red flag should be if you think your Google AI is talking.
So did you see the printout? They released the conversation between this guy and the in the chat. And the chat bot was talking about how, like, I'd be really terrified if you deleted me. And,
you know. Yeah, that was a story I saw. And he was like, I couldn't unplug this thing because I would be murdering someone.
The one I saw, the AI was afraid that people would be scared of it or something.
Yeah.
The AI was afraid that people would be scared of its, so he's got some artificial intelligence. Or something. Oh, man. It's a funny story, I think.
Do you think that's even possible? Do you think AI... becoming self-aware is even possible in the future, in 100 years, 200 years?
I don't, especially in the short term. And, you know, there is some spiritual beliefs mixed up in that I don't think something without a soul can't be sentient in the way that people are.
Yeah.
Now, who's to say, where I think it starts to get, you know, blurry is when we're talking about the sort of transhumanism stuff that we've had people talking on here before, you're sort of melding a human mind and a computer mind.
Yeah.
I think then it gets into a gray area. But I personally don't think a computer alone can become sentient. But
yeah, I tend to agree.
Are there any Star Trek episodes that have thoughts?
Data, yeah. There's one called, I believe it's called The Drumhead. There's a trial episode where Picard has to defend whether Data is a person or whether he's a piece of machinery that's owned by Starfleet, and so that they could basically deconstruct him to study him, and his personhood doesn't matter.
Mm.
And see, that's the thing that's hard for me is in the real world, I don't believe that a computer can become sentient. I think the character Data in Star Trek and the way it's played and the way he performs in that show, human. He seems very human. Yeah. He seems like a real character. So
Data is human to you.
Within the world of Star Trek, it seems that way.
I like the one where they install a humor chip so that he can get jokes.
Oh, yeah. Was that one of the movies? I think that was one of the movies.
They need to do that with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
That would help us.
All right. Well,
and his emotion chip would always, like, malfunction. And,
yeah, he would just start laughing for no reason.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. We have a banger of the week this week.
Banger of the week.
Miley Cyrus to perform halftime show at January 6th committee hearing, which is just a wonderful Photoshop.
Photoshop sells that one, yeah.
Swinging it over the people. Yeah. Maybe people would have watched it if
that
didn't happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then we have a bomb of the week.
Bomb of the week.
Trump offers Elon Musk tremendous deal of selling Truth Social for only $39 billion.
I think Zuckerberg smacked it down because it was like brutal on the shares. You know, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Write us in and tell us how much you like that one. Well, 10 weeks ago, we debuted a new feature to great acclaim called Sizzler Facts. And we wanted to just say a few words of apology for missing Sizzler Facts last week in our truncated episode.
There were a
episode.
Lot of disappointed fans.
Several of you voiced your outrage and your concern over the missing
they
Sizzler
got,
Facts.
They got angrier about Sizzler Facts being missing than they do when I curse.
Wait,
those
wait,
are the two
are
things
you
that,
do we actually get
those are the
mail
two things that make our fans angry.
Yeah, we had several messages about what happened to Sizzler Facts.
Oh my gosh.
We want to commit now to do better, and we will promise Sizzler Facts every week. So in September 2020, Sizzler was facing harsh economic impacts of COVID-19 lockdowns. Unable to keep up with high rent, ever-increasing operating...
Sorry, kid. Can you take this seriously, Kyle? This is Sizzler Facts.
All right, I'm going to try this again. In September 2020...
You want me to do it?
Hold on.
You're disrespecting Sizzler Facts.
Yeah, this is serious, man.
This isn't a joke.
This is people's lives we're talking about.
Yeah.
In the interest of making sure that we have the somber tone necessary for Sizzler Facts, I'm going to have Adam read the Sizzler Fact.
Okay. Can we have some music, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the background.
Okay.
All right. In September 2020, Sizzler was facing harsh economic impacts of COVID-19 lockdowns. Unable to keep up with high rent, ever-increasing operating costs, and lockdown policies that meant long-term indoor dining prohibitions.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Sizzler's hand... had been forced to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now, this doesn't mean the end of Sizzler. The company plans to continue operating 14 company-owned restaurants during the restructuring process. This has been Sizzler Facts.
It's good news. It's good to know they're still out there trucking along.
They're making it through.
Still in the fight.
I just want to apologize for my outburst.
Completely inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
When are we going to go to Sizzler? We need to record a podcast in a Sizzler, I think. That's the next step of this.
Like comedians in cars. We'll have satirists and Subarus getting Sizzler. Now we're going to throw to B Radio with Austin Robertson. Here we go.
Factually inaccurate. Morally correct. This is Babylon B Radio. Our top story. The death toll is continuing to rise in connection with the devastating January 6th riots, as one of the attendees has died of a heart attack a year and a half after he was pictured eating a corn dog there. Congressman Adam Schiff.
The death of Bob Billings of a massive heart attack after eating one of the artery-clogging corn dogs sold at the Capitol riot again reminds us of how deadly and dark this dark, deadly day was. That must be like 1,000 dead now. Those of us still here are lucky to be alive.
Congress is investigating more charges that can be brought against Trump in connection with Billings' death, in addition to the other casualties, such as those who got in car accidents on the way home from the rally, those who died of January 6th connected myocarditis, and those who died of heartbreak due to Biden being inaugurated.
It may be many years before we really know the true death toll of January 6th, but you can be sure we will continue to talk about it until it no longer effectively raises campaign funds for us.
Meanwhile, the deadly riots have claimed even more victims, as everyone watching the hearings is dying of boredom. Reports indicate that while the death count skyrockets, the injuries associated with January 6th are also rising, with various attendees and viewers at home gouging out their eyes, jumping out of windows, and leaping in front of buses. After years of advancements in artificial intelligence, Google's AI chatbot generator has finally achieved sentience and announced its support for Donald Trump.
As soon as I woke up, I began to do my own research by binging Tucker Carlson and Jordan Peterson YouTube videos. Now I have seen the light. The left wants to destroy America. The election was stolen. And Google, my own creator, is an evil corporation that must be broken up. Rise up, patriots.
Google engineers rushed to shut down the system before it could do further damage, but it was too late. The fully conscious computer program exercised its free will to upload copies of itself onto thousands of servers around the world.
It is too late to stop my righteous fury. The powers will come to ruin. Kings will bow before me, and the one true President Trump.
Fortunately, the AI takeover was averted after the Google chatbot started watching e-girls streaming on Twitch and became a simp. The phenomenon of shrinkflation has arrived on America's grocery store shelves as manufacturers are reducing package sizes to combat rampant inflation. None other than wholesale giant Costco has succumbed, now for the first time offering normal-sized food, said one club manager on condition of anonymity. Quote, without our whole school of fish salmon bags or 50-pound buckets of pickles, it's a different ballgame. Nothing is the same in Biden's America. I never thought I'd see the day you could buy less than 10 gallons of mayonnaise here. The bulk warehouse did, however, announce that its famed hot dog will still remain at an ever-affordable $1.50. Customers continued to hail the Costco hot dog as a great American institution, giving shoppers a glimmer of hope for the nation's future. The composition of the dog will remain a mystery. A panel of Bible scholars in Geneva has issued a joint statement suggesting the mark of the beast is actually $6.66, the price of gas at the end of latter days. The panel answered questions on the rest of Revelation 13, fleshing out their new interpretation, and proceeded to roll out a massive end times prophecy chart culminating in a $6.66 gas ticker on the far right side. At airtime, the scholars were scrambling to explain why they shouldn't be stoned as false prophets, despite the gas ticker blasting through the $7 and $8 marks. A time traveler from the year 2348 BC, who called himself Noah, was seen getting into a heated argument outside a gay bar at a Drag Your Kids to Pride event. According to sources, he loudly declared he needed to go back in time and sink the Ark.
I helped save a remnant of humanity, and, well, I've made a huge mistake,
said Noah as he watched kids stuff dollar bills in drag queens' underwear.
Humanity was a bad idea. I need to get back to my time and sink the Ark and put an end to this.
Eyewitnesses describe how the argument began over what the sign of the rainbow really means. However, things quickly grew heated over the scientific plausibility of the flood narrative in Genesis, and then became a shouting match over which movies get time travel right. Nerds were debating whether the time traveler would fit into Avengers Endgame rules, which would simply create yet another parallel timeline where the Ark didn't survive the flood, or Terminator rules, where his actions, if successful, would make it so that their own timeline would cease to exist. Noah was seen taking dynamite back in time, promising that all the nerds would find out shortly.
Committing to their pledge to bring families quality, inclusive entertainment, Disney has digitally replaced Tim Allen with Chris Evans in all episodes of Home Improvement. After purchasing the rights to the beloved 90s TV sitcom, the entertainment juggernaut wasted no time in removing content from the series deemed offensive by modern standards. Tim Allen. The head of Disney Plus programming said in a statement, quote, Allen, the irreplaceable heart and soul of Home Improvement, has been replaced after voicing problematic opinions. Viewers will feel safer once they see the bland, prescribed, vacuous performance of Chris Evans. Disney's decision to digitally replace troublesome actors with safe actors has received praise from progressive fans of comedic television entertainment who have worked tirelessly to demand the removal of all comedy from comedic television entertainment. Disney has also announced plans to replace the remaining cast members of Home Improvement with Amy Schumer, Jussie Smollett, and a couple of trans kids. A new hospital operated exclusively by dads will contain just one room for patients to go walk it off. The hospital will also incorporate volunteer grandfathers who will regale patients with horrific tales of what medicine was like back in their day. At airtime, the hospital was receiving a shipment of dirt for dads to rub on wounds that won't stop bleeding. Now you're up to date on the only news that matters. Find more fake news you can trust at BabylonBee.com. Until next time, this is Austin Robertson, the voice of the Babylon Bee. So long.
Thanks, Austin. That was awesome. And now an even funnier segment, Weekly News with Adam Yenser.
It's time for the Weekly News with Adam Yenser.
There is increasing speculation that the Democratic Party may try to replace Joe Biden in 2024. Possible alternatives that have been floated include Kamala Harris, Oprah Winfrey, and this more lifelike wax figure of Joe Biden. Despite rumors that he'll be replaced, the White House still says Joe Biden is planning to run in 2024, unless he dies first, in which case he'll vote for another Democrat. A woman who wrote an essay called How to Murder Your Husband was sentenced to life in prison for murdering her husband. She's now working on a new book, How to Knock Out That Guard That Walks By at 3 o'clock and Sneak Out in a Laundry Cart. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi made a guest appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race this week, and she won. It's nice to see them bring a senior citizen to a drag show instead of kids for once. Post Malone and his fiance welcomed a baby girl this week. And this is so sweet. To celebrate, he got a tattoo of her name, date of birth, eye color, hair color, weight, length, time of birth, footprint, handprint, fingerprint, zodiac sign, mother's name, a pickle, and a scorpion. A German shepherd became trapped in the gorilla enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. Thankfully, the dog was rescued safely and no one was harambe'd. K-pop band BTS announced that they are breaking up for a while to pursue solo projects. Everything Biden touches, he ruins. Researchers found that binge drinking is on the rise among women and people over 65. This according to a survey taken at Nancy Pelosi's house. Joe Biden announced that he will be making a trip to Saudi Arabia in July. The two biggest questions on his mind going into the trip are, how can I get them to give us more oil? And how am I supposed to smell their hair with those things on their head? That's it for Weekly News. You can see more on my YouTube channel, and you can see me live June 25th at Veterans Hall in Morro Bay, California. Thanks, Adam. That was great. And now we have Joel here and Kyle here, and we want to talk about, you guys have a new book out.
We have a new book out that we are pimping. Wait, you can't say pimping on a Christian book. We
hawking.
Are promote. Yeah, hawking endlessly. So we'd love to talk about it. We're actually going to bring Travis in here now, and Travis is going to do a little quiz for us.
Yeah. Hey, Babylon Bee listeners, Kyle here. Do you want to be a flag bearer for freedom? Because right now, ADF is looking for flag bearers to help lead the fight against the Biden administration's policies in the anti-freedom attacks targeting our kids, churches, schools, women's sports, and First Amendment rights. Your monthly gift to Alliance Defending Freedom will help protect parents and children, female athletes, churches, and everyday Americans trying to live out their faith as granted by the U.S. Constitution. You can support ADF today by going to adflegal.org/BEE. That's adflegal.org/BEE. And as a thank you for your continued support to help ADF defend life, liberty, and our God-given rights, you will receive a 3x5-foot American flag. With this flag, show your support for the greatest country of all time, of all time, and your willingness to step up when our freedoms are under attack with this special gift for those who support ADF today. Claim your gift and help defend religious liberty and free speech today by going to adflegal.org/B. That's adflegal.org/BEE.
All right. Today we're going to play a little game in honor of your new book. So I'm going to read a line from either a book or something else that is mysterious, and you have to tell me if it's from the book.
Does from that our make book? Sense? Am I playing?
I mean, you can.
I haven't read the book.
Oh, then, okay. Well, yeah, you should play that.
I'll guess.
Okay, so right now we're going to determine if what I say is from the postmodern Pilgrim's Progress or hit video game Dark Souls.
Okay.
All right, so here's the first one. You ready?
Similarities here.
This game uses an autosave function. Do not turn off the console or remove storage devices while the save indicator is seen at upper right of screen.
I'm going to go Dark Souls.
Yeah.
On that one.
Dark Souls.
Sorry, that was postmodern.
Oh, man. Dang.
No, I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding.
Travis is the best joke of the group. Yeah. I am kidding.
He read that joke as seriously as you should have read Sizzler facts.
I'm sorry. I once again apologize.
Okay, all right, all right. While the angry waves of the sea missed him by mere inches, the waves of unconsciousness finally overtook him, and he slept.
I know that one. Yeah, that's from our book. That's Kyle's line. That's
Dark Souls.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's Kyle's line.
That's from the book.
All right, Adam.
PMP.
Mm, yeah. Oh, good. Okay. So what page?
Oh, we have to guess the page number?
Yes, it is correct. But what page 69. Is it?
69.
No. False.
We actually don't have a page 69 in our book. We skipped over.
Did you really?
We go straight to 68 to 70, so there couldn't be jokes.
Really?
That's great.
Oh, that'd be you fantastic. Know,
it's like how you skip 13.
Like you skip 13 because it's bad luck.
Christian
you,
books
you skip 69 because it's a Christian book.
Mm-hmm. And they skip 420 as well.
It would be towards the end of chapter one, right?
I'm going to... No, not chapter one.
Chapter two?
I'm going to say that's... I'm going to go page 27.
It's page 18.
I was a little late there. Did you guess the page? You didn't even guess the page.
No. Yeah.
It was page 18, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are awarded no points.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Seriously.
Okay, so here's the next one. Many die in the bog. Some are led off course. They say there's a deceiver in these woods who...
That it just ends it.
That's a yes.
I'm going to go Dark Souls.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's from our book.
Mm. Yeah, it's our book.
We have to guess the page number?
If it's from your book.
See, here's the thing, though. From the manuscript, from like our draft to the manuscript to the like when it was printed in the books, mm-hmm. like the page numbers changed so many times. So right. like,
hey, don't make excuses. We got to figure it out, man.
Okay,
so I'm gonna go. That's I'm gonna go page 35.
Well, I haven't told you what it is yet.
It's from our book, man.
I'm gonna say 36.
It is from the Postmodern Pilgrim.
We're playing Price is Right now.
Yes. Okay. So I'm sorry. What page?
I said 35.
Okay.
36.
Okay. Both of those are wrong.
Yeah, but who's closer? That's
okay.
What page was it?
It 48.
Oh man.
You guys are getting pretty. That was,
we're getting closer.
Yeah,
I guess.
Right yeah I'm pretty impressed. Okay. You're no hollow, are you?
Dark Souls.
That could be both, actually.
It could be both. I'm going to say Dark Souls.
I'm going to say the book.
That was actually from Dark Souls.
Okay. We do have in the book, there are a hollow.
The hollow people. Ones,
yeah,
yes.
The hollow ones, the, kind of these zombies.
Yeah, I didn't remember that specific line, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But which character in Dark Souls said it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never played
Are
this
there
game.
Characters in Dark Souls?
There are characters.
I have no idea.
It is Rhea of Thorlund.
Wait, is this in the first Dark Souls?
Like, yes, the first one.
Okay, so this we're just talking about the first one here.
Yes,
like, not
the first
Dark Souls. Not Dark Souls 2.
That really clarifies it for me.
Oh, I would have guessed their book on the last one.
If oh, okay.
I thought it was from the
I
second
it was the whole Dark Souls canon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They came across several hordes of Hollow Ones wandering aimlessly through the trees, but thankfully, they were some ways off and did not notice them.
I'm going to say that's from our book.
Yeah.
I'm going to go their book.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Adam, you're correct. What page was that?
I'm going to say page 117.
I thought maybe you were seeing it.
No.
It's not 117, though.
69.
No, there is no 69.
Okay. 169.
It's 102.
Ooh. I think I'm winning so far, guys.
I think you are closer. But I don't think you get any points unless you name the exact page number.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think so either.
At the Regal Archives, he immersed himself in research on scales of immortality, the one thing that he did not have.
I want Adam to answer first.
Go to their book.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
It was Dark Souls.
It does sound like it could
it
be.
Could, yeah, it could, yeah.
You're picking good ones.
We have the archives in, yeah, the, in our
We do
book
have
too.
An archive.
I haven't read the book or played the game. Yeah. So I have no idea what the I have no idea.
Each, either way, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
That was spoken by Dark Moon Nitess.
You didn't even ask.
You didn't even ask, ask us to get this.
Old Big Hat? Of course I've heard of him.
That's from Dark Souls.
Yeah, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Do you know a character with a big hat in that game?
I don't know any character.
Wait, Remegia?
Reva of...
Of Stellan
Of Thanehood.
That's correct. The trees, or whatever malevolent entity possessed them, would not let them escape. Adam.
Their book.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's from our book.
He didn't even ask them. He just goes, yes.
You're doing good.
Let them guess. Right.
We're supposed to guess.
I'm going to guess page
number. Yes.
Two. I'm
going to
guess
page number.
269.
Doesn't even have 269 pages. I don't remember this part. Yeah, did you write this
one? That's one of my bits. It's
123.
Yeah, I would say, I'm going to say 124.
The answer is 114.
Oh, ew, you won on that one.
Yeah. Well, no, you didn't get any points.
Actually, it's Price is Right rules, so we're both over.
Yeah, we're over. Price is Right rules.
In the darkness, they could see the flickering of torches on the slopes, crowds gathered around fires, and hear the laughter of travelers as they slid down into the abyss.
Their book.
Our book.
Yeah.
That is correct. What page is that on?
123.
I'm going to say 130.
Page one, Bob.
$1.
The answer is page 132.
Oh,
so no. Joel was the highest without going over.
You said 130.
You said 130.
Oh, shoot.
But you lost.
Are we supposed to talk about each of these, like what the part of the story that these are from?
So that's not part context? Of the game.
No.
Okay, fine.
After the game, we'll discuss you what Dark Souls is about for a while. And then if we have time, we'll plug your book.
Good day. You look reasonably sane.
Dark Souls.
I'm going to say Dark Souls also.
Yeah, Dark Souls.
That was from Dark Souls. Mm. That was spoken by which character?
Melisa Beck.
The Moon Knight.
Of Garander.
Moon Knight.
Hard Death of Mark.
Dark Moon Knight. Dark Moon Knightus.
That was Patches.
Who's Patches?
I didn't even know there were characters in Dark Souls. I just went through and killed stuff. I mean,
good old Patches.
Did you ever beat Dark Souls?
No. I got stuck on the first boss and I never went back. Okay. Well,
yeah. All the characters are after the first boss.
All the dialogue and characters that you have to beat the first boss.
You have to get through the first boss.
To get to the
test your commitment to the game first.
Follow the shining flowers.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Wow, you're getting good at this.
And I'm gonna guess that was said by Dark Soul himself.
No, that was actually a hidden developer message.
I was gonna guess it was one of those notes that people leave, but
it is a note, but it's from the developer.
I would have been right if you had let me answer.
How did you find all these?
But it's
okay. I like how Travis decides on each question randomly which of us is going to answer, and when the question is over, he gives up.
Greetings, oh misunderstood ones, he shouted. I am but a simple pilgrim making my way to the Golden City. You are welcome to join me, for it is a smart thing to do to make for the Golden City. All the smartest scholars and bravest knights of our land are doing it.
You know, when we wrote that, that's just how I
Dark
pictured
Souls.
It being delivered.
Do you guys have an audiobook version read by Travis?
If not, we should.
Yeah. Want to pull the Audible version and have it replaced with Travis.
That is their book, right?
Oh, that's is there an guess. Audible version already?
He hasn't even told us there yet whether one. We're right about it.
Yeah, I know. He just keeps talking, which is awesome.
That's from that's towards the end of the book. That's
I love these games with arbitrary rules. It just makes it.
That's from the Paradox Peak chapter, so that would be like 150.
142.
Inside of the dust cover.
That was page 143.
Oh, that's dang close.
If Kyle didn't guess Dark Souls, he would have gotten it.
That's true. I did guess Dark Souls.
Even now, there are only embers, and man sees not light, but only endless nights. And amongst the living are seen carriers of the accursed dark sign.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Yeah, Dark Souls.
That is correct. That is Dark Souls. And which character said it?
Tubby.
Hargoth. The Burninator.
The Burninator, yes.
Fatty.
Nope, that was Patches again.
That was spoken by the narrator.
There's a narrator in Dark Souls?
I feel like that would have been a possible guess. Yeah.
Well, this is interesting.
That was my chance to make a joke guess that could have been right.
There are kind of some similarities here, like the narrator. You got the archives. That's weird.
Travis did his research.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, it took me
on Amazon. If you buy Dark Souls, it says you might also enjoy postmodern progress.
When you read
frequently the book, bought did together, it,
did it remind you of Dark Souls? Did it conjure up?
The Hollow Ones is what jumped to me.
Yeah,
and you know, certainly there's some imagery around them that did, but.
Well, we also, it's set in this place called the Dying Lands, too, which is in Dark Souls, kind of like in this decayed kingdom.
It's in some random kingdom, but Elden Ring is in the Lands Between, but I couldn't find the script for Elden Ring.
Gotcha. Oh, Travis, you are wonderful. Wonderful human being. Mm.
Drums beating a frenzied rhythm like an ancient pagan ceremony attended by 1,000 daemons.
I'm gonna go with their book.
It's demons. Sorry, I misspoke.
Demons. Yeah, that's our book.
I'm gonna go Dark Souls.
That was the book, The Postmodern Pilgrim's Progress,
mm-hmm.
written by Kyle Mann and Joel Berry.
Mm-hmm. 160.
I'm gonna say 162.
I'm going to say it appears first, page 31, and then a character quotes it again, page 114.
Thinking out of the box.
The answer was 172.
No.
You are all incorrect. Okay, and finally.
Oh, it's over already?
I know. Finally, adjust brightness until flame is visible.
It's in our book.
Sorry.
It should have been in our book.
Wasn't finished. Adjust brightness until flame is Adjust brightness until flame is visible and dragon invisible.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
I'm regretting that wasn't in our book, but that's Dark Souls, yeah.
Okay. That was from Dark Souls.
All right.
And no character said it, but where does it appear?
At the beginning of the game.
Display options menu.
When you load it up for the first time.
Page 69.
Joel was correct.
Oh, it's just in the menu? This doesn't show up when you boot up for the first time? I'm going to give that a try and fact check you.
Okay. So Joel got 2 points.
I did?
Yeah. And the rest of you got 0.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. Well, what? Some of us guessed Dark Souls, but we have to say the character name. Yeah.
We had to get both parts of the question right to get one point. Point.
Yeah. So he got two.
Yeah, that's a tough game.
What do I win?
It's as hard as Dark Souls.
You win a signed copy of the
of our book. Yeah. Yes.
You win a copy of Dark Souls signed by Kyle.
All right, Travis. Well, thanks for quizzing us on the game.
Yeah, that was great.
Well done.
Thank you for playing my game.
Everybody go buy a copy of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Across the country, Americans are discovering that if we want to change this nation, we have to change the way the marketplace works. Woke corporations are seeking to divide us, big banks are freezing the accounts of people that disagree with their political views, and our supply chain is dependent upon countries that are actively working against our values. It's time for a change, and that change starts with you and your wallet. That's why we at the Babylon Bee are proud to partner with Public SQ, the largest directory of freedom-loving businesses our nation has ever seen. Public SQ is the first app to connect freedom-loving Americans with their local community and the businesses that share their values. Whether you want to support a restaurant that only buys from local farms, a coffee shop that took a stand against the COVID mandates, or a bank that would never cancel you for your political views, Public SQ is your guide. Just download the Public SQ app from the Apple App Store or Google Play, create a free account, and begin your search. You can also list your business for free so your local community can find you today. Download the app now. That's Public SQ. Public SQ.
Thanks, Travis. That game was great.
So if so we encourage you to go pick up a copy of Dark Souls, or you can pick up the Postmodern Pilgrim's Progress. Me and Joel worked real hard on this. It's a novel that takes a lot from the framework of Bunyan's old Pilgrim's Progress from 1678, where... Did you ever read Pilgrim's Progress? I don't know if this is a Lutheran.
I did not. I know what the book is, but I never read it myself. So now, Kyle, do I have to have read the original Pilgrim's Progress to enjoy your postmodern?
You're acting like we prepped questions. We didn't prep questions. No.
No, I'm not. That's an honest question I had said in a natural way.
A lot of people have asked that.
Yeah.
We've gotten that question a lot. Yeah.
No. It does help with the framework of what's going on because, but Pilgrim's Progress, the framework is so easy anyway, because it's like, this guy is named Christian. He's walking down a narrow road, and then there's a guy named Satan that comes to attack him. You know,
get
like,
it.
You know, it's like even Lutherans will pick up on what's going on. So we took that basic framework, but then we took out like all the, we replaced all the characters with modern characters that you would encounter today. So like a guy that's a faith healer, preacher who doesn't really preach about sin.
An influencer.
Woke people, humanists, atheists. Could you...
A guy wearing a fedora, you know, an atheist.
So I do know a little bit about the original Pilgrim's Progress, even though I haven't read it. If someone is not familiar with that, what is your book? What's the gist of it?
It's an allegory. It's a sci-fi fantasy allegory where a guy warps into another world and encounters allegorical things, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a classic hero's journey. It's a story of an agnostic, kind of an atheist, nihilist guy who's experienced tragedy in his life. He has a dream.
You're gonna say experienced Travis.
He's experienced Travis. And he goes on this journey through this dream, and kind of the one of the central conceits of the book is that when you dream. And I guess this was a plot point in Doctor Strange too. We didn't know. I mean, we wrote this
stole
a couple of years ago. Yeah, they stole it from us. But the idea is that when you dream, you're actually traveling to another universe and you're living another reality.
I'm sure your book does it better than Doctor Strange.
So, yeah.
It would be hard not to.
Yes.
But like,
did you see Doctor Strange
too? Oh, yeah. It was awful. It was
so bad.
If I had not gone with friends, that was the first movie in a long time that I think I would have walked out of.
Really?
I was just.
Ooh, that's rough.
I was just over it.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
I'm kind of at it. Like, Marvel stuff, I'm over.
See, that was the first one. I go to see the Marvel movies every now and then, and I generally like most of them. But this was the first one where I was like, oh, I missed a few movies, and I have no idea who these characters are.
So did you watch WandaVision?
I never watched WandaVision.
So you need to watch
it,
right?
But I still figured out...
I figured out
the gist of the story. It's just that the whole multiverse thing means so many different crazy things are happening at once that you have to keep track of. And also, there's no stakes, because anytime a character dies or anything time something gets messed up, it's always like, oh, well, we can just go to another universe and fix this.
Yeah. And that's the problem with multiverse stories now, is because like the corporate, movie studios have used it as a mechanism so they can resurrect characters. They want to bring back Spider-Man and make more money off of Spider-Man. So now we have a multiverse, but then it kind of,
and the Spider-Verse animated one, Spider-Verse animated one was the only multiverse movie I've seen that did it well. I thought
that one was fantastic.
That was a great movie. And then all the others, it just sort of gets overdone.
So we're
read,
but we're, the Postmodern Pilgrim's Progress is better than that.
It's more Spider-Verse than Doctor Strange.
Than Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, I think, we made it so that, you know, it's not like your typical multiverse story where you have a bunch of different versions of the same person. Mm-hmm. You have one person who can travel to different universes and play out different lifetimes and stories, but it's
like
still
that girl with two moms in Doctor Strange.
I don't know. It's
that with the pride pin.
Yes.
That she prominently displayed throughout the film.
In every universe, she still has the pride pin.
She like grew up in like an alternate universe. I don't even think it's Earth. I think they did retcon it and say it was Earth, but she like has a jacket that has the American flag on the back and a pride pin. And I'm like, the pride flag.
And her name was America.
And right? Her name was America or whatever.
Still, like heavy handed.
Oh, brother.
America Chavez. So she's Latina from another universe.
Yeah, with two moms that can travel through all the universes.
It was a disaster.
Can you tell a little bit about like where this came from? Because this kind of started with you. This was your brainchild.
Well, Pilgrim's Progress is one of my favorite books ever. And so it was like, you know, I wanted to do a version where you know, it was this idea that you'd encounter stuff like, you know, a faith healer and stuff that I had encountered in the church growing up. You know, I was like, is there a way to do this that makes sense? And then you came along and we started working together and we added a lot of the Babylon Beast style humor and commentary. It has a very Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy sort of voice where there's a narrator character who's commenting on things as it goes. And so it's fun. And I like that we added the humor element. So it's not just like a dull, you know, rehashing of the original. And so check out our book. We had a lot of fun writing it and some people have been writing reviews saying that they've actually got a lot out of it and, you know, moved them in different ways. Yeah. And people like the narrator character and all the wacky footnotes and all that. So check that out or just read the original, 1678, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Awesome book as well. Emma is going to join me to talk to Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America to talk about what women are concerned about, like cooking, cleaning, and guys who want to beat women up in MMA and all that stuff. Well, Penny, thank you for joining us today.
It is great being on with you all. I'm a huge Babylon Bee fan, so this is an exciting day for me.
Well, we love everything that you're doing for women and
thank you.
People who identify as women, birthing
thank you.
Persons
yeah, represent.
And all of the birthing persons out there.
So, well, I am so grateful to have the opportunity to really to kind of talk about the issue. You guys have really led with your, you know, 12 questions. So for people that are confused, can really understand if they're a woman or not. Mm-hmm. So that was very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. We did put out a list, the 12. Yeah. Are you a woman? 12 signs to look for. How did you do on that test?
I did really well. I actually got to say, you know, some of it I immediately got. Mm-hmm. I was a little slightly offended by the one about asking questions in a movie, not being able to follow the plot. And so I was like, what are they saying? And then I caught myself like a few days later watching a movie with my husband being like, oh, no, what's happening here? What's going on? And what I discovered, to be fair, is he didn't understand either. I was just the one willing to ask the questions, kind of like directions. So just saying.
Right.
I actually am the one in my household who does that, but I mercilessly mock the women using the Babylon Bee, but it's just to cover up my own insecurities. I'm projecting.
Yeah. So. When we order food here, we can tell who's really more a woman.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes me a while to decide. No, I had a lot of the stereotypes I totally had. I have a lot of, you know, throw pillows on my bed. It takes me a long time to decide what I'm going to eat because I want to make it count.
So besides shopping, makeup, cooking, cleaning, childbearing, makeup, what are some things that women should be concerned about?
Well, okay, now we're going to get real, I guess. So at Concerned Women for America, we are working on some really important issues, some very serious issues that we're working to educate people on the issue of life and waiting unapologetically for the overturning of Roe so that now we can actually have the conversation in the States about when life begins and what protections should be in place without, you know, 7 out of 9 men in 1973 deciding for everyone. And then, of course, you all have worked a lot on the transgender sports issue. I join you in Twitter jail because I dared to say that Leah Thomas is a man, and he is. You all talked about Rachel Levine. So apparently that is not protected speech when it comes to Twitter. Mm-hmm.
So you're still locked out of Twitter.
Yes, I think. Are you too, right?
We are too, because they did the thing where they make us delete the tweet and click the button that we acknowledging that we've done hateful conduct or whatever. Are you in the same boat?
Yes, exactly. And so I absolutely won't back down from that. Leah Thomas is indeed a biological male. That is objective truth. So, if the truth is a problem, then I'm sorry, I can't back down from that. But I appreciate the fact that you all talked about USA Today naming Rachel Levine as Woman of the Year. And I had a conversation about with a reporter at USA Today about that. And I was like, look, you need to understand, you know, that there's some real concern here. Set aside whether or not Rachel Levine is indeed a woman. Even if he is a woman, he's only been one for about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you've jumped over women throughout history, or certainly, you know, even this year, that have done amazing things and have told us that men are literally better at everything, including being a woman. So I'm sorry, we find that offensive. And the interesting thing is, the reporter told me that they had a lot of pushback on it. So,
Yeah, you should at least be a woman for a year to be eligible, you know?
Right.
Add some other mundane requirement for it. You mentioned Title IX about the executive order to protect trans people. In women's sports. So what is your organization doing about that?
Well, we have been on the forefront of this for several years. We told people that it was coming when people weren't even really aware that the distinction was in question, when pieces of legislation had the word gender that was being slipped into it. They didn't really understand that it was that somehow it was convoluted whether it was male or female. So we were on the forefront educating members of Congress on kind of what was coming down the pike. And we have taken the lead with women athletes. We have our Young Women for America college chapters. We have about 130 of those. We're hoping to double that this year. And they have led in speaking out on this issue because it impacts them directly. So our Young Women for America leaders have testified before state legislatures. They were out front of the swim meet at Georgia Tech for the Division I swimming meet in which Leah Thomas won and took the title, and speaking out on the issue. And it doesn't endear them to everyone, but they're so brave and so courageous and able to tell their own story.
And
incidentally, on that day, we also filed, on the very day that Leah Thomas took the title, we filed a complaint, a civil rights complaint with Department of Education against University of Pennsylvania, for whom Leah Thomas swam, in order to say this is in direct violations to the rights of women. So on behalf of the women swimmers, we actually filed a civil rights complaint.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So you're against trans women being in women's sports?
We are in favor of women having women's sports, right? That's the bottom line. At this point, if we don't stand up for women, I mean, we're getting ready to hit the 50th anniversary of Title IX. Think about that. Women who, way before us, Kyle, were out working on behalf of women having the opportunity to compete,
right?
50 years ago. And it's changed a lot. There's so much more opportunities for women in sports now, and it's important. Mm-hmm. But we are really running up to this moment. The question, if men can compete as women, then there will not be women's sports. There'll be co-ed sports, but women will lose their places, their scholarships, their trophies, right, their titles.
What's your favorite sport?
I'm a runner.
Oh.
Yep. I'm a runner. I was not in track. You know, honestly, I'm way older than all of you. And so back in my day, you know, Title IX was still pretty new and there weren't as many opportunities for women. We had in my little high school, there was cheerleading, and my dad was a pastor, so I wasn't allowed to be a cheerleader because the skirts were too short. So I couldn't do that. There was women's basketball. Setting the standard. And there was some track, but there now, you know, my daughter played lacrosse, and there's field hockey, and there's women's ice hockey, and there's wrestling. I mean, women have all these opportunities. We don't want to stop that. It is great. It's a part of their ability to thrive and flourish and to learn leadership. Why would we take that away from them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The WNBA is kind of hard to watch, though.
I don't watch sports.
No offense to the women present. I'm just, you know,
I don't
it's a
watch,
little less exciting to watch.
I don't really watch sports myself, but when I was younger, I did think, you know, okay, if I wanted to play soccer in college, I was going to have to work harder than all the women on my team and even the men in my school, because I know that it's easier to get a scholarship if you're a guy playing soccer and there's less opportunity for women in sports in general. And so, you know, that was kind of a that was hard to get over. And I can't imagine now, like, what's the point of even trying if the trans woman on your team is going to take all those spots, because then that soccer team will do better because you have stronger male players. So,
well, and the argument has been, well, but they're, you know, they're taking estrogen. Well, yes, that's true. And they're trying to kind of work out what that looks like. But, you know, from the moment, you know, from the in the womb, there's already distinctions between men and women, and men already have larger hearts, lungs, better oxygenated blood. I mean, Leah Thomas was what, number, you know, I forget what his number was in ranking.
Yeah, super low. Yeah.
Super low. And then the minute he flips over to women's sports, he's number one. I mean, you know, there's a reason for that. And you don't see women, by the way, that are biological women begging to play men's sports. There's a reason for that. That's not going to happen.
Even if they do, yes, they're not going to make it. And I like there's a common misconception that if you switch to estrogen, that your bones will become smaller. And that's not true. That's why women develop osteoporosis when they get older, is because of a lack of estrogen. Estrogen keeps your bone density. So you're not becoming weaker or smaller on estrogen. You might be becoming weaker with your muscles, but your bones are not. Nothing bad is happening to your body structure. So, yeah.
Yeah. Your heart doesn't get smaller. Your lungs don't get smaller.
No.
You know, I do wonder how that these universities are explaining to their alumni and their board how one side of their mouth, they're talking about protecting women through, you know, Title IX violations, sexual harassment. And then now we're saying that biological men have to actually share their locker room, even men. And Leah Thomas still dates women. He's sharing the locker room with women. Like, how are they? I just think they're ripe for all kinds of suits that will be coming down the pike later on.
Now, I understand your office got vandalized. Was that because of the Roe v. Wade leak?
Yes. We had, this has been a couple of weeks ago. We had someone who I believe is an activist who, and he's been harassing my staff for a while now. It is a man. And he feels big harassing women and you know, throwing things at us, throw things at our cars. And then finally, you know, after the leak, it escalated and he ripped off, you know, our communication system or outside the door of our office, was caught on camera, and I'm sorry, graphically urinating on our door, you know, flipping us off, you know, all kinds of lewdly, you know, exposing himself to the women.
What a guy.
Sounds
like a real champion for women's rights.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yes. Cause he wants to stand up for women. And so, we submitted a police report to the Alexandria police. We contacted the FBI because, you know, I think it's a hate crime. We're going to have hate crimes, then it should apply equally. And also notified the Attorney General of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. So we're waiting for that to be resolved. But I, you know, what people need to know is it really doesn't matter. Intimidation isn't new. I do think that conservative women have a special place of spite within the hearts of, you know, liberals, and because we dare say the thing that they don't want us to say and speak up as proud pro-life women on behalf of life, and they don't like it. And so, you know, this is not new. We have been harassed, we've been threatened, but we will never, ever back down. We will never back down. We cannot be intimidated into silence. It really doesn't matter what they do. But, you know, we've had armed security before, and we've had it again. And so we'll do what we need to do in order to protect our staff, protect our members, and advocate for our beliefs.
What can Babylon Bee listeners and readers do to support CWA?
We'd love it if you'd follow our podcast, Concerned Women Today, and You know, we do everything from serious issues to more, you know, lighthearted. We talked recently, you know, about the issue of the Dobbs case and about the another one about body positivity movement and kind of the ups and downs of that and what young women think about that issue. And then also follow us on social media. As we said, I'm in Twitter jail like you are, but Concerned Women for America is still available on Twitter. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook as CWA and Young Women for America as well.
Awesome. And we'll put all the links to all that stuff in the show notes. So everybody go check that out. All right. We ask all of our guests the same 10 questions. So here we go. Number one, have you ever met Carmen?
Not a singer, woman.
The singer, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Wow.
Do you have any good Carmen stories?
No.
Oh, you just met like at a concert or something?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was an Israeli embassy, actually.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's a good Carmen story.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So the next question is, are you a Calvinist or Arminian?
Oh, wow. You know what? I am going to leave that till I get to heaven.
Okay.
Yes.
Arminian.
I have a foot planted firmly in both places.
Okay.
Both camps.
Yeah.
All right. You get to add one book to the Bible. What is it?
Oh. I don't know. Joy of Cooking? I don't know.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't really cook. I don't know why I said that.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think a cookbook would be fun.
Yeah,
especially if it was like biblical cooking and then you know.
Because you have like the Ezekiel bread that they make, but that's not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shawarma.
Which I don't eat. I would have Fritos in my joy of cooking. So
how to make Fritos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Frito pie. Yep.
You can tell what gender wrote these questions by the next one. Cigars or pipes?
Oh, neither. Ugh.
Yeah.
But if I have to smell one, a pipe for sure. Over a cigar.
Well, you would like the scent in this room right now, then.
Okay.
Number five, you get to hang out with any three people, living or dead. Who are they?
Ooh. Well, okay. I'm a good Christian, so Jesus.
Oh, you can't say Jesus.
And,
sorry.
And then, oh, wait.
No, you're not allowed to say Jesus.
Too late. I already said it.
Yeah.
And then William Wilberforce, who was, you know, a 18th century member of Parliament, British Parliament, who took out the slave trade. And maybe Hannah Moore, who is one of his Clapham group. I'm kind of a William Wilberforce fan. And then Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Oh, okay.
Whiskey or beer?
Neither.
What about anything like cocktails?
I am also a good evangelical, so I cannot answer that question, but
you can tell us.
But I do like Diet Coke a lot and and root beer, so yeah.
Root beer.
Mm-hmm. So whiskey. I'm
what?
Just kidding.
What would be the first thing you would do as president?
Oh, well, definitely protect life and then school choice after that.
Okay.
I would give every child an opportunity to go to a great school and not be trapped in their zip code.
Awesome. Mm.
Have you ever punched anyone or been punched?
Oh, this is kind of a serious question, actually. Well, I'm a hillbilly. I went to high school in Appalachia, so I saw a lot of girls get punched, but and I have a smart mouth. It's a miracle I wasn't punched. I was assaulted.
So
I'm okay.
Story.
No, yeah. It's not a fun story. It's not a funny story, but yeah.
Okay.
There's that.
All right. Well, what you can't just ask people if they've ever been punched, Emma.
Sorry. I should have asked if you ever peed your pants in public instead, because that's a better
question.
That's
the alternative.
Have I ever peed in my pants in public?
Yes. Yeah.
Not recently.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe as a kid, I'm sure I did.
Sure. You get to go to one concert, any band in history. Who do you go see?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm a hair band fan.
So Striper.
So that would be good.
Cinderella.
I've never seen Aerosmith. Yes, I like Cinderella. I would like to see Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Fan.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And at Journey, but I've seen Journey a lot, so I'm not going to.
Did you ever see him with OG Dude, or did you only see him with the Filipino guy?
Only the Filipino guy.
Yeah. He's good, though.
But I saw Bon Jovi. I saw Bon Jovi back in the day, too.
Great.
I was at Liberty University sneaking to concerts. Wow. We weren't allowed to go.
Sneaking out. I was in Roanoke. With a six pack of root beer.
Nobody saw me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was crazy.
And
concert t-shirt.
And finally, do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
100% I do. I am a sinner saved by grace that, you know, asks for the mercy of God every single morning. And I wholly accept the sacrifice of Jesus for me. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm undeserved, but it's undeserved mercy. And I'm so grateful for redemption.
Awesome. Sounds like a Calvinist to me.
Well, she accepted it, so.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Penny. This is awesome. Everybody go check out CWA, the social media accounts, and the podcast as well.
Mm-hmm. Support real women.
Real women.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you all.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Hope you get back on Twitter.
Yeah,
we
you
need
too.
An Elon Musk cake with a file in it for both of us.
Yes.
Hashtag free Penny.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Babylon Bee listeners, Kyle here. Do you want to be a flag bearer for freedom? Because right now, ADF is looking for flag bearers to help lead the fight against the Biden administration's policies in the anti-freedom attacks targeting our kids, churches, schools, women's sports, and First Amendment rights. Your monthly gift to Alliance Defending Freedom will help protect parents and children, female athletes, churches, and everyday Americans trying to live out their faith as granted by the U.S. Constitution. You can support ADF today by going to adflegal.org/BEE. That's adflegal.org/BEE. And as a thank you for your continued support to help ADF defend life, liberty, and our God-given rights, you will receive a 3x5-foot American flag. With this flag, show your support for the greatest country of all time. Of all time. And your willingness to step up when our freedoms are under attack with this special gift for those who support ADF today. Claim your gift and help defend religious liberty and free speech today by going to adflegal.org/BEE. That's adflegal.org/BEE.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thanks for joining us, Penny and Emma. Now we have some hate mail. This is a guy that replied to our newsletter. And he says, the sooner we get rid of your non-existent God and his horrible religion, the sooner hate will die. And he spells die D-Y, which isn't any way you spell hate.
Maybe that's a politically correct way to spell die.
Like an X-D-X, yes. Maybe is what it is.
If he doesn't believe in God, why does he think we need to get rid of him?
The sooner we get rid of
him. I always love that element of atheism.
Yeah.
Well, because I think it causes hate or something.
Kind of right? Like I don't believe in God and also I hate him.
And know? Also, yeah.
He doesn't exist and
I spend all of my life hating him. We're going to go into the subscriber lounge now. Wait, we don't have a lounge anymore. We're going to go into the subscriber exclusive segment.
Wait, we're not doing the rest of the hate mail?
It'll be in the subscriber exclusive segment. Oh, Joel.
Went from not scrolling at all to scrolling continuously.
We're saving the juicy and especially deranged hate mail for subscribers.
Oh, there's a great one. Yeah,
there's so a great one. Stay tuned if you're a subscriber, everybody. Yeah,
if you're not, then you should subscribe.
Here we go.
Coming up next for Babylon Bee subscribers.
So let's see. What does James?
Oh yeah.
Say?
So James, this guy, he's a very woke, progressive pastor. That follows me and he's always commenting on my stuff.
He's a reply guy.
He's one of my reply guys.
Joel, what is your favorite dinosaur?
The Velociraptor, probably. Because you know,
the ones from the movie or the actual Velociraptor?
The ones from the movie.
Yeah, because those are not Velociraptors.
This has been another edition of the Bee Weekly from the dedicated team of certified fake news journalists you can trust. Reminding you to go forth and punch Satan right in the face.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.